What is up, everybody, and welcome back to House of Cannabis, where we cover all things marijuana related, including my own entrance into the industry. It is currently July 14th, 2017, and our news segment of today is that monthly marijuana sales of 100 million is the new norm in Colorado. According to Alicia Wallace at thecannabis.co, the $127.7 million worth of flower, edibles, and concentrates purchased in May from the state's marijuana shops didn't set a record for monthly sales, though. That honor still goes to March of this year, when the sales totaled $131.7 million, according to the cannabis extrapolations of Colorado's marijuana tax data. May's benchmark, rather, is one of consistency. It has marked the 12th consecutive month that Colorado marijuana sales topped $100 million. Bethany Gomez, director of research for Brightfield Group, a market research firm, said, "I think that $100 million a month in sales are the new norm." This is unreal. All right, here are some notable stats for the last 12 months in Colorado. Altogether, the monthly sales reached $1.4 billion. Colorado collected nearly $223 million in taxes and license fees. Recreational sales have consistently taken a two-thirds share of the monthly totals. Total sales for the first 5 months of 2017 were up roughly 27% from the same period last year, and the year-to-date growth rate has held steady for 2 months in a row. Guys, this is just absolutely astonishing to say that the new norm is $100 million in sales in one state for one product. And there's no way that's going to go down. I can't see there being less cannabis users. I can only see there being more. So that covers our news story for today. Stay tuned for updates on my own personal entrance into the cannabis industry. As far as my own personal entrance into the industry, today was an awesome day. I was able to meet with the owner of the grow that I'm going to be working for, and he gave me just good news after good news after good news. He told me that me and one other guy are going to be in charge of Farm 2, which has over 2,000 plants. That's right, you heard it, 2,000. We also discussed things like my pay rate, which happens to be well over minimum wage, which I did not expect. I'm very, very grateful and thankful for that. I wouldn't say it's well over, but it is a healthy hourly rate. And the main thing that he brought up, which I was the most excited about, was room for growth. So the guy I'm going to be working with, who's going to be mentoring and teaching me, is about to hit 60 years old. So he plans on retiring soon, and he owns and runs this second grow. It's all under the same company name, but he runs and owns the second grow. And if he retires, I'm next up in line. So I'm just so happy right now. This is way more than I expected coming into this position. He said, the fact that I have military experience and our conversation that we had, we seemed to really hit it off. He is extremely passionate about cannabis and the cannabis industry. He is all about business, and that's what I really like about him. But he also has a sense of humor, and he said that he's very flexible when it comes to emergencies or coming in late. He says, as long as a job gets done, it gets done. And that's one thing that I could not stand about being in the Army, was the fact that no matter whether the job got done or not, you had to be there until they told you you could leave. We ended off our conversation with him saying, I can see myself giving you a high five in a year when you become the new quote-unquote owner or the person in charge of the second farm. Once again, can't be more grateful, people. Stay tuned, I'll keep you updated as I go along and move through this industry and learn how to grow. And just thank you for tuning in. Please call in, let me know what you think about everything. Have a fantastic night, keep hustling, and stay positive. What is up, everybody? So fast forward one day, it is now Saturday.
I just finished up my first day of work on the farm, and holy shit, let me tell you, I have never seen so much weed in my entire life. And I've never worked, well, no, I have worked harder than that, but it's very hard work, it's very labor intensive. I'll go ahead and give you a quick rundown of what I was doing all day. I don't have much time. I need to get inside and attend to some things with my significant other. But, yeah, so my first job was to tag over 500 plants with these little radio frequency things that essentially track them from seed to sale. So it's how the government regulates the growing and selling of cannabis. I'm pretty sure you can detect them if you fly over with like a helicopter. They all have barcodes on them, etc., etc. So I had to go ahead and stick those bad boys in 500 of these different plants. And it doesn't sound that bad, you know, you're just sticking little pieces of plastic in the ground. But it gets to your bag after a while, let me tell you. Okay, so then on top of that, I'm in the sun all day. You know, I got my bucket hat on, I got my little boonie camo hat, got my sunglasses. But it's hot as shit, so it was like 95, almost 100 today. And I had to sit there and thread these little radio frequency things together to put more in. And it's like you have to take it out of the plastic, punch it through this little hole thing, which is very frustrating for some reason. It doesn't want to go through, and every time you do it, it's a bitch. But, and then besides that, you know, I was like attaching some of the plants to stakes. Like certain plants were wilting over from the wind, and I was, you know, tying them off to stakes and things like that. And just pretty much got a tour of the entire grow. And the grow master, who I'm working directly underneath, just gave me a rundown of all the cool stuff that's going on there. The lady that actually owns the property, she's a Chinese woman, and she's a very huge businesswoman. Like, she's very good with business. She owns a mortgage company, and she decided to start this whole cannabis industry thing up. So we're growing on her property, and she runs the entire farm during the day on solar energy. It's really cool. So he showed me how to like go off and onto the grid. When you go there in the morning, you have to plug off the grid, or I should say unplug from the grid, and switch to solar power. And then when you leave at the end of the day, you have to switch it all back to the grid power. Anyways, I'm ranting. I just wanted to give you all guys a rundown of my first day. I'm winded, I'm excited, I'm tired. So I'm just kind of rambling, but yeah, it was an awesome first day. Cannot complain. Really enjoy the work. It's my passion, so what else can I say? Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Stay tuned.
Hey man, congrats on your first day at work, and also congrats, you were in the top 20 chart on Anchor, so that's awesome, man. I don't know if you knew that, but it's fantastic work. I like your show a lot, and I, again, don't use the product, but I think it's really, really interesting. So have a great day, and I really like your segments and your show.
Brandon, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. It really means a lot to me. And for the rest of you, feel free to call in, like whether it's a statement, a question, a criticism, it does not matter. I just appreciate all call-ins. And for all of you listening, if you are not following me on Instagram and Facebook, you can go ahead and follow me on there if you want to see a visual of what I'm talking about here. The first thing I'm going to do tomorrow morning is post pictures of what I did today. So I'll be posting, you know, pictures of the farm and the plants and all that good stuff. So thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. Have a great day. Keep hustling and stay positive.